Well, we have sent out a message to get kids outside and have them do a little bit of looking around and take in a little of the phenology. And boy, that message hit home because this week we have a dozen reports coming in from children across the state. We will feature some until the top of the hour, and then we will catch up in another hour or so with those that we don't get through in the next 15 minutes or so. Funding for student phenology is provided in part by the Minnesota Environment and Natural Resources Trust Fund. And our first report comes from Shakopee West Middle School. Noah, Sophia, and Eli reported from Tara Orsted's class.
Hey guys,
this is Noah,
Sophia,
and Eli
from Mrs. Orsted's 7th grade life science class. We are reporting from the Shakopee West Middle School Life Lab Garden for the week of May 8th.
Here are some new phenology observations for this week. It's all about flowers, 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 and bugs, bugs, bugs. Ladybug landed on Zach W.
Wasps are back in Tessa's yard, and Max got stung by some sort of bee or wasp.
Kai's grandma's lilacs have leaf and flower buds, but there will be no lilacs bursting for Mother's Day.
Our redbud tree has leaf and flowers bud burst this week, cheering up the life lab.
The cherry blossoms in front of our school having lavishly burst into flowers and sweet smells.
The nature club planted their veggies in our GAB granted raised beds and came across a variety of decomposers in the rich soil.
The lab's bleeding heart is also in full bloom, and purple violets along the path delicately brighten it up.
This week, in Shakopee, we've seen ferns, large white trilliums, and tempitas.
Brayden, Molly, and Sammy have seen a lot of quarter-sized painted turtles moving about.
When Noah was cleaning up road trash, he discovered a duck nest with 16 eggs. A resident mallard couple at West Middle School was investigating the life lab, assessing whether or not it was a good spot this year for a potential nest. We have not found where they have chosen their nest location yet. Stay tuned.
Baby ducks have also been seen around our football field waddling about as well.
This has been our phenology report. Work hard and keep exploring.
Indeed, work hard and keep exploring. Tara, the teacher there, sent a little addendum to the report and said that the lilacs have begun to bloom this week down in the cities. I was looking at my lilacs yesterday, flower buds and leaves, but we'll see. It'll be interesting to note how many days it takes for that to move up this way. Large flowered trilliums and hepaticas are blooming down there. They are also blooming up here. And ferns, boy, when we get to the phenology report, you're going to hear more about ferns than you ever wanted to know. Our next report comes from Kenwood Community School in Minneapolis. Charlie, Yaz, Viva, Derek, and Luca reported from Mrs. Natalie's and Mrs. Gregory's class at Kenwood Community School.
Hello, we are back from Minneapolis, Minnesota at Kenwood Community School, and we are going to tell you what we saw at Cedar Lake this week.
Today at the Kenwood School, I saw a woodpecker, a crane, owl, and a deer.
Hi, I'm Derek, and I saw a lot of eagles, owls, I meant, and I saw a deer, and I saw a little woodpecker.
Hi, my name is Viva, and today at Cedar Lake, I saw the three owls again. We made oriole feeders, and we saw a few orioles. We saw a heron and an egret, and a giant woodpecker.
Hi, my name is Yaz, and today at Cedar Lake, I saw a couple of owls, orioles, and like a big woodpecker.
Hi, my name is Luca, and today I saw a lot of flowers blooming. I saw some birds. I think we saw one oriole. We also saw a deer. Like, it ran off quick, but we got to see it.
Wow, great report, kids. Thank you. The big woodpecker. You know, Pileated woodpeckers are are unmistakable when you see one. They are as large a bird as you are likely to see in the guise of a woodpecker. Also, the kids are getting a chance to see great horned owlets, and that is such a thrill. They are so cute, and I've seen a few over the years, and I think fondly of those fluffy little patches of owlets that the kids are getting a chance to look at. Our next report comes from Baxter Elementary School. Connor and Jasper are reporting from Nathan Masakovich's class at Baxter. Here is their report.
Hello from Mr. Masakovich's class at Baxter Elementary School. This is our phonology report for the week of May 15th. My name is Connor.
And my name is Jackson.
And we are your phonologists for this week. On the 14th, we had 80-degree weather.
On the 13th, we had a bit of rain.
On the 8th, our maple buds broke.
On the 9th, our oak trees leafed out.
On the 13th, our lilacs leafed out.
On the 13th, some violets bloomed.
And on the 8th, our apple trees leafed out.
We've seen lots of turtles.
We've spotted deer, and deer scat is changing as they find new food.
On the 11th, we saw a grasshopper.
On the 14th, I found a woolly bear caterpillar. On the 8th, we had lots of ticks.
We had a lot of mosquitoes.
On the 8th, Hank thinks he saw a golden eagle.
On the 11th, we saw a cedar waxwing.
On the 14th, I also saw a loon. We've seen Tennessee warblers. This concludes the phonology report. Have a great week and be observant.
Thanks, guys. Nice report. First 80-degree temperatures on the 14th. That was good. Maples leafing out on the 8th. It happened here on about the 11th, I think. I'll have to look at my records. 13th, they had violets blooming. On the 11th, grasshoppers. On the 8th, they had mosquitoes. And yesterday, I noticed the mosquitoes were present here. So get ready. Summer's coming. Our next report comes from Eagle View Elementary School in Pequot Lakes. Lucy and Annika report from Deanna Trottier's class at the Eagle View School in Pequot Lakes.
This is the May 15th, 2023 phonology report from Eagle View Elementary School. There is a lot happening outside this week. The aspen trees have new leaves, our tulips are blooming, and the grass is turning green. Many of the other trees have buds that will soon be new leaves. We have been doing a lot of pond studies this week. We found two newly hatched Peyton turtles and a gardener snake. We also found two more baby turtle shells that we think had been eaten by a bird.
We have been learning about the sounds of different frogs and toads make. We heard a lot of spring peepers and found a wood frog. At night, the frogs are so loud. There were a lot of ducks on Rice Lake, and a bald eagle kept swooping down towards them. Each time the eagle came near, the ducks would go under the water until it flew away. There has also been a blue heron, two swans, and Canada geese. There have been a lot of wood ticks and a few mosquitoes. Be tick smart and check for ticks when you've been outside. This is
Lucy
and Annika
reporting from Pequot Lakes.
Nice job, ladies. Wood ticks and mosquitoes, what better sums up Minnesota, right? Herons, two swans, Canada geese. They saw a wood frog and heard a lot of spring peepers. Also, newly hatched painted turtles. Now, remember those painted turtles, those eggs were laid a year ago. The painted turtles are going to be coming out at the end of this month to lay eggs for this year's painted turtles. Some of those turtle eggs remain in the ground, or the turtles actually remain in the nest until the spring. So whenever you see a really small turtle, like the size of a quarter, it probably was an egg last year on the 1st of June and just now got around to crawling out of its nest. So interesting and fun to look at. Our next report is from Long Lake Conservation Center near Palisade.
Hello, this is Landon. And I'm Bryn from Mary of Lourdes School in Little Falls.
And I'm Zoe from Good Shepherd in Golden Valley. During our trip to Long Lake Conservation Center, May 8th through the 10th, we noticed many signs of spring. We heard reports of orioles and hummingbirds nearby, so we put some cut oranges on the feeders. We did not see any, but a rose-breasted grosbeak visited one of the oranges almost immediately. Tree swallows returned to Long Lake. We also saw goldfinches, brown-headed cowbirds, red-winged blackbirds, nuthatches, blue jays, woodpeckers, and chickadees. There were two loons in the lake, and we saw one eat a fish.
Unfortunately, ticks are out and about in great numbers. Many in our group had them crawling on their clothes. A newly hatched painted turtle was found. We're happy to report it made it safely to the lake. Lots of other turtles were spotted sunning themselves on logs. A person from our group found a dead mergonzer on the shore covered in leeches. Spring peepers were heard and seen, and a number of leopard frogs were identified.
Lots of gardener snakes were spotted in the woods, but a few were still hanging out near the hibernacula. This morning, rain brought out dozens of earthworms. Beavers were busy in the morning. In the forest, heptacula is in bloom. Dill prickles, the porcupine, was not spotted during our trip, and the otters were notably absent. The warm weather brought the return of many insects, a variety of spiders, unidentified butterflies, 21 slugs, and a number of tricolored bumblebees were spotted. The grass is turning green and the snow is entirely gone. We had a great time in nature, and we want to remind everyone to unplug, get outside, and live connected.
Yeah, what a nice list of things that they ran into. Orioles and hummingbirds in the area, though they didn't see any, rose-breasted grosbeaks, tree swallows. The ticks are definitely out. Leopard frogs, earthworms, beavers busy in the lake, hepatica in bloom, spiders, butterflies, 21 slugs. Yeah, takes a real group of interested kids to count slugs. Tricolored bumblebees, lots of things to look at. The next one, the next report comes from Long Lake Conservation Center as well. And this is from Tenley, Morgan, and Kira reporting from Minnewashka's visit to the Long Lake Conservation Center.
Hello, this is Tenley.
I'm Morgan.
And I'm Kira from Minnewashka School in Glenwood. Our Long Lake Conservation Center, May 10th through the 12th, was all about green turtles, orioles, and beavers. Our group saw dozens of painted turtles, including a handful of hatchlings making their way to the lake. We also saw 8 painted turtles sunning on one log. Also near the water, we saw and heard a lot of frogs, including an orange tree frog and a baby toad. We even saw a gardener snake swimming in the lake. Another gardener snake was spotted outside our dorm window. We named it Simon.
The world became green, seemingly overnight, with lots of trees speeding from budding to leafing. Ash trees are now about half leaf out, and catkins were observed on the aspens. In addition to blue jays, goldfinches, robins, nuthatches, woodpeckers, and chickadees, our group saw the first oracle of the season and a pair of male red-breasted grosbeaks. They were seen on the feeders. Though there have been reports of hummingbirds in the area, none were observed at Long Lake. One of the highlights of the trip was getting close to a beaver. Last night, at the bonfire, a beaver came close to the shore. We were able to get pretty close to it before we were advised to back up and let it go out its business. It was fun to get that close.
Other sightings during our trip included a variety of different types of spiders, including a wolf spider crawling on a plant in the woods and a spider carrying an egg sac. A handful of slugs, including one that looked like a yellow jelly bean, were found, and a person in our group actually held one. The loon pair, a number of bald eagles, and a wild turkey were observed. It was fun to see turkeys fly. The ticks were certainly around, and we had a great time exploring nature, and we want to remind everyone to unplug, get outside, and live connected.
Another great report from Long Lake. Lots of things going on down there. Wonderful that the kids get a chance to get out of their hometown and get into an area that's really full of nature. Green is the overwhelming color out there. Turtles, orioles, beavers, painted baby painted turtles, an orange tree frog. The tree frogs are kind of yellow where the leg meets the body. I've seen some pretty orange wood frogs, but never an orange tree frog. Catkins were observed on the aspens. Those would be probably the females. The ash are leafing out. I've only just seen the very beginnings of bud break on the ash by my house. Rose-breasted grosbeaks on the feeder, an oriole, a spider carrying an egg sac, watching turkeys fly. Yeah, that is pretty amazing when you think of a 25-pound bird getting up and flying. Actually, most of them probably weigh closer to 15 pounds, but either way, that's a pretty heavy object to get up in the air. And ticks. So if you're going outside, be sure to be aware of the ticks. The next report is coming to you from the North Shore Community School in Duluth, and Judah is our reporter.
Hello, from the North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phenology report of the week, May 6, 2023. My name is Judah, and I am the phenologist for this week. May is known as the flower moon in the month of spring wildflowers. On Wednesday, May 10th, Duluth hit a high of 70 degrees for the first time this spring. Usually, it's only about 61 degrees during this time of the month. On Thursday, May 11th, Duluth was 3 degrees short of trying a warm temperature record. The temperature was 80 degrees. It was 20 degrees warmer than average. Loretta found a wild leek by the school orchard and sampled it. It tastes like a store-bought onion. The tamarack trees by the baseball and soccer field have very large buds that are now sprouted as of May 11th. Ms. Ralph's class spotted and noticed 85% of the soccer field is covered in green grass. On May 11th, Ms. Rolls' class also saw a wild raspberry bush by the compost shed that had leafed out. The buds on the maple trees at Ms. Jackson's house are now really popping and bright and vibrant red. Ms. Ralph spied several lupines growing on the North Shore Road. Miss Emma noticed horsetail sprouting by the playground. Two lupines are about 2 inches tall as May 11th. Also on May 11th, Miss Lounsbury's class found a wood anemone flower blooming. Miss Urban noticed that the aspen buds have bursted with little leaves and are starting to grow. On Monday, May 11th, the staff of North Shore saw a flock of pelicans slowly circling above the playground. These birds are migrating to their southern grounds in southern Canada or in isolated pockets in the Great Plains District. On Wednesday, May 10th, Ms. Lampala's class saw a robin sitting on the nest. On Wednesday, May 10th, the first hummingbird was spotted at Ms. Jackson's hummingbird feeders. On May 12th, Emmett saw 3 blue jays, 1 chipping sparrow. Miss Urban has been hearing and seeing a lot of warblers return to the school forest, including black and white warblers, oven birds, and black-throated green warblers. Spring peepers and wood frogs continue to call this at the school pond. Many students have noticed from the eggs that have been laid. On Tuesday, May 9th, Laura saw a mosquito for the first time this year. On the afternoon of Wednesday, May 10th, Miss Jackson's class went outside. When the sun finally popped out after a cloudy morning, the sudden warmth led to the shedding of warm coats, swatting away buzzing flies and insects. The weekend of May 6th, there was a black bear in Lila's neighborhood. She has spotted it in the forest and has been in her trash. This is the first bear she has seen this year, which means it probably just came out of hibernation. On Thursday, May 11th, Laura saw mud has been drying up so fast, and it is not so muddy outside. This concludes the phenology report. Have a great week, and be observant.
Thank you, Judah. Nice report. Lots of good things in there. Lupins are coming up. That's nice. I've noticed a few plants emerging around my place. horsetails. Yeah, there are lots and lots of horsetails coming up, along with lots of ferns. And out in the woods, wood anemones are blooming. Aspens have broken bud and actually are now at the leaf out stage. And pelicans moving north. That's always fun to see a big flock of pelicans. They form kettles and they sort of circle about as they rise on a thermal and then stream out heading north. It's really quite nice. May 10th, first hummingbird. Lots of warblers, including black and whites, oven birds, and black-throated greens. Spring peepers and wood frogs calling. Just a lot of things going on. And yeah, the bears are out. So if you were listening last week when we talked with Andy Try, DNR bear specialist, he recommended that you take your feeder in for the year and put it someplace safe and don't feed the birds until next fall. And if you're throwing out trash, you know, protect it. If you're throwing out organic material, the bears are going to try and find it and eat it. So either put it out where you don't mind them eating it, or don't put it out. Those are your options.
And you can catch that conversation with Andy Try at our website right now at kaxe.org.
Yeah.
It's time to continue our student phenology reports on the Tuesday morning show. And joining us for these reports from, I'm not even sure exactly where she is, it's Sarah Mitchell, our phenology coordinator. She's joining us on a different day. I know that.
The other side of the world. Yeah.
Yeah, well, it is still Tuesday here, but it is 10:46 p.m. on Tuesday the 16th. A little bit later, I'm in Port Macquarie, Australia. So about 5 hours north of Sydney.
Wow. Sounds like a gorgeous spot. Is it on the coast? Port Macquarie,
I guess it would be. It is on the coast, and it is a gorgeous spot. it's right where the big colony of flying foxes, which were one of the biggest bats, live.
Ah, yeah.
So that's been very fun.
Have you seen some?
Boy, have I. I've seen thousands.
Wow.
Yeah.
And how big are they?
They're
bird size, like eagle?
Their wingspan is more like raven.
Oh, okay.
I would say. So, but for a bat, that's huge. And they hang from the trees like it's like an apple tree in full fruit. They're just everywhere.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah,
they all fly overhead. It's very cool.
Now, how cool is that?
And you have a recording for us to listen to, right?
I do, yeah. Fine. You can take a listen to them. They're quite noisy.
Flying foxes.
Yeah. I couldn't hear that from my end, but I hope it came through for you guys.
Just fine. Yeah. And it reminds me of the scientists are finding that bats, local bats, the little brown bats and the like, have conversations all the time when they're hibernating and when they're just hanging out. And a lot of what they're saying is, hey, move over. I wonder
that was very clear. We saw some grappling in the trees that didn't look very friendly.
Hey, you're crowding my bed here. Yeah. Well, Sarah, you know as well as the rest of us that we have a great stockpile of student phenology reports, and we're going to start with one right now, and I'll let you listen in and maybe you can offer some comments too. This is from Hunter, Haley, and Casey, who are reporting from Courtney Farwell and Nick Lenzen's class at the Wobbin School Forest.
Bushy, getting away, but not Nick.
Hello, all my relatives.
Our names are Hunter,
Harley,
and Casey,
and we are here from the School Forest Phenology Report.
The bugs have recently started moving around the forest. We have seen bugs and butterflies fluttering around. We have also been vigilant looking for ticks. One student found 15 ticks on her after walking through our forest. The fourth and fifth graders found some type of water beetle moving around in a bucket of water that was left out. I also spotted a tiny transparent worm type of bug in a mushroom. I tried to feed it to a garter snake, but he didn't want it. This made me wonder, what do garter snakes eat?
Our forest is starting to green up. Buds on a few of the trees are opening up. Today when we went to the forest, it was much greener than it was as in the beginning of the week. The spring flowers continue to blossom. In a swampy area of the forest, we saw many marsh marigolds. They have not opened up quite yet. We also found baby ferns called fiddleheads. They were about an inch or two tall. We were able to spot them by finding old ferns and looking at the base of the plants. We learned that these plants are edible.
This week we spotted orioles and hummingbirds for the first time. We haven't seen, but have certainly heard lots of ovenbirds making their teacher call. As for animals, one student spotted a mink on the side of the road. Other students observed three foxes at the school forest. She thought he might have even seen their den.
Thank you for listening to the Wobbin School Forest Phenology Report, Living the Nature Life.
So, Sarah, your study has included some in the field of herpetology. What do you think garter snakes prefer to eat? Obviously, not translucent worms from mushrooms.
Unfortunately, it didn't seem to be interested in eating that particular one. They do eat worms. They eat amphibians, leeches, insects, crayfish. They're surprisingly aquatic. And there's a group of garter snakes that really specializes in toads. And some toads, you know, secrete toxins. And the garter snakes and the toads kind of have this arms race where the toads keep on getting more and more toxic and the snakes keep on getting more and more immune to their toxicity. And so there are these super, super toxic toads in some areas and some garter snakes that couldn't care less.
Omer, are you licking toads? I'm not licking toads. Oh, those garter snakes, you can't trust them. Well, you know how much work there is in front of us here. We're going to do another one. This one is from Easton and Riley, who are reporting from Colin Cody's class at West Elementary School in Grand Rapids.
Hello, my name is Easton.
Hello, my name is Ryder.
This is our phenology report from Mr. Cody's fourth grade classroom at West Elementary School. The date was May 9th. 2023. It was absolutely perfect out. Several trees like the paper birch, sugar maples, butternut, and basswood finally broke a bud. The speckled alder was trying to leaf out with pollen being done.
The red elderberry had some beautiful leaf out, and the red maple was just trying to leaf out. We witnessed a queen bee pollinating a leaf-out leatherwood. We saw a fish in the creek.
So in summary, it was a great day outside.
In summary, it was a great day outside. I can't recall, well, I guess I can recall some bad days outside, but boy, in springtime and doing phenology, they're all great days. Thanks, Easton. Riley, good job. Our next report is Isabel, who is reporting from Angie Nistler's Science Nature Adventure Program at Bemidji Middle School.
Hello, this is Isabel reporting from the Science Nature Adventure Program, better known as SNAP, from the Bemidji Middle School. We know you haven't heard from us for a while, but we have been busy these past few weeks with many spring observations. We have been trying to come up with 100 observations collectively at the school forest and other things observed from the students away from school. One of the biggest treats this past spring has been able to see the osprey nest and while on the wetland area dock. Mr. Pope has a spotting scope so we can see them in great detail. During these times, the male, we assume, came up to the nest with a fish and flew away to a perch and began to tear it up. It was thrilling to see this take place. We have also collected tadpoles to observe the life cycle of a frog. As we completed our list of 100 observations today, we would like to send this to all the listeners.
Snap to it! Get into the wild and be observant!
Great report. Yeah, lots of things going on over there. just being able to watch an osprey nest is so thrilling. I have an eagle's nest, and I have done the same thing, and they are amazing birds to watch. Also, tadpoles. Who can't learn something from a jar of tadpoles? You know, even just collecting the eggs is pretty exciting. Sarah?
I mean, they, Angie Nisler, their teacher, sent along some photos of the students watching the osprey nest. And that was, there are some great photos. I'll be putting them online when I put up the web story, which will be a little later today, I think. Given that I'm going to bed directly after this.
You've earned it. Thank you. Yeah. Our next report is from Arnaud. And he is reporting from Alexandra Lucia's class at Apple Blossom Village Nature School in Bemidji.
Hello, this is the Apple Blossom Phenology Report. We noticed this week ice out on the lake. Lots of birds have come back, including some robins. We have heard some spring peepers. Muskrats and ticks are coming back. Trees have begun to flower, and we are seeing some bees. Goodbye.
Thank you, Arnaud. Nice report. ice out, spring peepers, ticks. Some flowers are coming along. Good report from you second graders over there. That was nicely done. Our next report comes from Landon, and he is reporting from Andrew Pearson's class at Lake of the Woods School in Bedette.
This is Landon with the phenology report from Bedette from May 5th through the 12th. The first loon of the year was seen in Hood on Friday. Saturday's shot of rain was green dog grass up and started it growing. A pesky seasonal event began on Monday when the first reports of mosquitoes buzzing and biting were announced. The first calls of the gray tree frog were heard on Thursday evening at 8:30 p.m. Finally, on Friday, Zachary witnessed an otter swimming down the river by his house.
Nice job, Landon. Thank you. Mosquitoes for sure. And the song of a gray tree frog. I have not heard that yet. And maybe I'm just not in the right neighborhood, but I hope to be there soon. Our final report this week comes from Evelyn, and she is reporting from the Big Fork River area.
Hi, I'm Evelyn, reporting from the banks of the Big Fork River. I've seen multiple ticks, including six on me one day. My mom and my brother saw painted turtles, and we've seen multiple dragonflies on the river. Spiders have been everywhere. We even had one in our bathtub. There's been frogs croaking down at the river, and birds singing everywhere we go. Grass is very green, and we've been seeing lots of flowers. And me and my brother saw two snowshoe hares. Their paws were white and everything else was brown. My mom even saw a little baby bear that was very dehydrated. She called the DNR and it took 3 days to catch the bear, but the DNR did it. This is Evelyn signing off.
Thank you, Evelyn. Lots of good things happening there. Lots of ticks. I'm happy to hear the dragonflies are out, because there are certainly lots of mosquitoes for them to eat right now. Grass is definitely getting green, and a snowshoe hare or two always makes a day brighter. Sarah, you're a long way from home. What phenology can you bring to us in the fall from Australia?
Yeah, well, I mean, first of all, I'm not familiar with anything here. There are these bottle brush trees that I've never seen before. It's very humbling to show up here and not know anything about anything. I skipped directly. We left on May 3rd, which was the end of that very cold April, and then jumped directly into fall. So I'm missing all of this wonderful springtime phenology we're hearing about. So it's odd. Yeah.
We'll save you some.
Odd feeling. Yeah, good.
So, Sarah, you were in New Zealand first. You sent us a sound from there. What'd you hear?
So this is either a tui or a bellbird. I'm not entirely sure because, again, newbie here. But in, especially in contrast to those flying foxes, it's just a beautiful call.
Lovely. You know, it's so amazing to hear that. We're now hearing bird songs here, and some are familiar, some I'm having to dredge up old memories, and some are just completely mysterious. But boy, that was a very unique call and quite lovely. Thank you.
I've gotten kind of addicted.
I think it's part of the thrush family, so along with
makes sense.
Yep.
I've gotten kind of addicted to that Merlin app and sit outside all the time running that to see who's showing up. I'm like, what? There's a cardinal? I can't see it. It's very exciting. Hey, we've been getting a lot of talkbacks from folks, too. They're texting 218-326-1234. We heard from Ruth from Grand Rapids. She says, John, thank you for mentioning that the wood frogs seem to be less this spring. Last year, I noticed there seemed to be fewer. But this year, I've heard even less. But that being said, we also heard from the Nashwauk area. And I believe, or is that the one? Someone reporting that they are hearing a lot of wood frogs.
Okay.
As well, we also heard from Michael north of Nashwauk. Wood anemones and strawberries are in bloom, but not our blueberries. Lots of Juneberry along the roads. And then we're getting a sunrise photo from Cass Lake from Mary as we see this haze from the Canadian fires moving in. So the sky and the sun is looking pretty spectacular right now. But don't forget, there is an air quality index alert being issued by the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency through at least 4 p.m. today.
Sarah, lovely to see you. I can't wait for you to be back home and hard working again. You are working hard, even though you're halfway around the world from us. Thank you for that. Get out in the ocean, but avoid all those things that swim around out there for whom you are food. I'm thinking most particularly.
I got travel medical insurance for a reason.
Oh, good.
Adventurous out there.
Does it cover being eaten by a shark?
We'll find out.
All right.
Thanks a lot, Sarah.
Thank you, Sarah.
Talk to you soon. Good to talk to you.
Bye-bye.
Sarah Mitchell joining us from Australia this morning.